is devastating for the U.S. dollar, and they are actively trying to hide it from you. So here's a question. Why don't they want you to know what they just did to the U.S. dollar? Why don't they want you to know what they just did to the euro this week? The story is being suppressed everywhere. I'll show you how they're hiding this in a moment, but first, let me explain what happened this week. Unbeknownst to almost no one, a few big stories happened. First, a shady group of globalist elites who run our monetary system very quietly rolled out the new way that you will be banking, the new way that you will be paying for goods, buying your meat, buying your eggs, buying your gas or your petrol. This is how you will invest with this new digital currency structure that they've built. The only reason we even know about this is thanks to a press release issued by this shady group of people. And it happened this week right under our noses, while everyone was on spring break. So let's go through how crazy this is and what this will lead to. We've been warning about this for years on this channel, and it's finally here. But first, if you care about the freedom of money, your ability to invest and buy whatever you want without the government tracking everything you do, then subscribe to our channel and stay up to date with our latest live streams and our videos. We cover it all. So this week, the DCMA announced through a press release the rollout of a new international CBDC. Okay, stay with me. Don't get glossed over here. This is crucial. Here is that press release. The Digital Currency Monetary Authority launches an international central bank digital currency, a CBDC. They're calling it Crypto 2.0, where they control the transactions instead of you controlling your own transactions like you do with Crypto 1.0. What the hell? Who the hell is the DCMA? That is now working with the IMF to govern all of our financial transactions. Who are these people? It turns out, according to their press release, they're a secretive group of, quote, sovereign states, central banks, commercial and retail banks, and other financial institutions. Okay, so sovereign governments are behind this? So central banks are behind this? Big banks are behind this? Yes, a group of unelected globalists are behind this. So do we have any names? No, we don't, because they're operating in the shadows. As journalist Michael Snyder says, quote, basically, it sounds like a secretive cabal of international banks and national governments is conspiring to push this new currency down our throats, end quote. Yes, exactly right. Well, I'm sure that all of the major financial newspapers covered this story. Let's go to the Financial Times, which prints their newspaper on pretentious pink paper because they claim to be the best. Let's search DCMA. Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's search IMF digital currency. Nothing. Nothing at all. Suppressed. What about the Wall Street Journal? Let's search DCMA. Nothing. What about IMF digital currency? Again, nothing at all on this story. So you're changing the way the world banks and you're just pushing out a press release that doesn't get any coverage. They're calling it the Universal Monetary Unit, also known as Unicoin. Unicoin. Sounds like a Transformers villain.
Unicron! Unicron! Answer me!
An international central bank digital currency that has been designed to work in tandem with the U.S. dollar, the euro, etc. But of course, it has ultimate power. So think of these currencies, these little currencies are going to report up to the mothership like a science fiction film. The U.S. dollar over here, the euro over here, and all of them report up to the mothership, the new Unicoin.
For a time, I considered sparing your wretched little planet.
And the transactions will be handled by this globalist mothership to decide your fate. Now, the brilliant Catherine Austin Fitz has been warning us about this for years, and here she is.
One of the bedrocks of freedom is freedom to do financial transactions, including privately, or freedom to do where you want to do and wherever you want to do. And unfortunately, as the financial system has become more and more digital, you see more and more not only invasive surveillance, but more and more controls. You referred to Canada, perfect example. And the reality, as the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom. And we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them.
Essentially, they're trying to eliminate financial freedom, your ability to use cash. The White House is already spinning this on their website as a glorious thing. Listen to this lofty language from President Biden. Quote, President Biden often summarizes his vision for an America in one word, possibilities. A digital dollar may seem far-fetched, but modern technology could make it a real possibility. If the U.S. pursued a CBDC, there could be many possible benefits, such as facilitating efficient and low-cost transactions, fostering greater access to the financial system, boosting economic growth, and supporting the continued centrality of the United States within the international financial system. Right. So let me get this right. Right now, we are $33 trillion in debt, and the U.S. dollar is losing prestige as the world's reserve currency every day. But let's take away the physical paper dollars and the coins, and that will boost economic growth? Okay, sure. Fool me twice. Well, let's let George W. Bush say it best.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
That's exactly right, Mr. President. That's how they'll sell it to you. That life will be so much easier when all of your money is centralized and everything is digital. But make no mistake about it, this is all about control. When this is officially rolled out, you will have no choice. Your financial privacy will be toast, gone. Want to pay the 14-year-old babysitter with some cash? Nope, sorry. Want to tip the driver with some cash? Sorry, not going to happen. These globalists will be able to track virtually everything that you buy and everything that you sell. Remember when the Obama administration used the IRS to go after conservative political groups in Ohio? Yeah, the financial targeting of political opponents? Yeah, that happened. Tell me this won't happen again and I'll laugh right in your face. As we've talked about before on this show, imagine if you go to the store to buy some ground beef and make a chili, right? Because that's the only way you make a chili. You've got to have beef in your chili, right? And then you receive a red alert on your phone saying, sorry, you're over your carbon footprint transaction limit for the month, so you better make a crappy vegetarian chili instead. Don't believe me? It's already being worked on.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
As Fox News reports this week, the Biden administration is already rolling out its toughest ever emissions rules for combustion engines, basically forcing us to buy electric cars even if we don't want to. We have no choice, especially if they control the money supply as well.
The thing that we're worried about mostly is that these rules would effectively impose almost a Soviet-style level of government interference in people's lives. So it would effectively force people, consumers, to buy products that they may not even want.
What about energy, oil and natural gas? This, folks, is where it gets really scary because the IMF has already been crushing Africa and other poor nations by limiting their loans to poor African nations and otherwise who won't move to solar and wind energy, right? They don't want to play ball, then you're not going to get money from the IMF. We don't want you using low-cost fossil fuels to bring your people out of poverty like we did, so we won't lend you money. So just get this right. So Germany, France, Belgium, and the United States all got to use fossil fuels to go through their own industrial revolution, but we're going to force Africa to skip that step and then just jump right to renewables for all of their power needs. How elitist and wrong can you get? This is tyranny, guys. With this system, your financial privileges could be taken away at any moment. When the United States blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which delivered cheap natural gas to Europe, the globalists cheered about it, seeing this as a way to speed the transition to solar and wind.
This is also a tremendous opportunity. It's a tremendous opportunity to, once and for all, remove the dependence on Russian energy, and thus to take away from Vladimir Putin the weaponization of energy as a means of advancing his imperial designs.
Take away the source of the fuel is one step, and then take away the ability to pay for it using a social credit score is another. Sorry, John, you've spent too much on home heating this season with your natural gas, so you're no longer able to buy more natural gas. You might freeze to death, that's okay, but you should think about installing some really expensive solar panels on your house that will only last you 10 years. So that's the news portion of today.